Hello, welcome to the show.
Hello, I'm here.
And you're here.
Yes,
yeah,
I am.
Yeah, I shut
I'm
you down
here.
Quickly there.
Oh, well, that was nice.
You're welcome.
So how are you today?
I was just going to ask you the same thing, buddy old pal. Well,
I beat you to it, so you got to answer.
That's great. I guess I will answer.
All right.
I'm doing great. I just had a double mastectomy.
I feel like an answer is supposed to be happening right now.
Well, there's not much explanation needed.
You're not doing well, are you?
No, I didn't really. No, I'm doing great. I feel really good.
Okay.
I had about 35 pounds of excess tissue removed from
wow.
each side.
Yeah, I know you've been wanting those removed for a while.
It's been such a struggle, let me tell you. Carrying around that extra 70 pounds.
Right.
Just you're like flopping all over the place. And it was asymmetrical, so I'm still walking with a slight limp, but in the opposite direction now.
The first time I met you, I wondered about your side lumps, and
yeah.
I didn't know why you had them.
To be honest, it's not something I like to talk about, but now that they're gone, I feel reinvigorated, like I'm a new person.
Wow.
I'm a new man.
You're a whole new man without side lumps.
Yeah.
That's totally great to hear.
So how about you?
Oh, I'm doing well. I bought a horse.
Why is he in the studio? I was going
to
ask.
No. No, he's here to visit. He's not our guest.
The studio is not really that big, and
he's taking up most of the studio, but
he pooped in my shoe.
Yeah, I know.
I like
but
to take my shoes off when I get in the studio. I like to kick back, you know, take my shoes off, get comfortable with a nice hot cup of tea. And I had to get up because I had to pee, you know, do my pre-show pee. And I slipped my feet into my shoes, and they were covered in horse poop.
Well, did he get both shoes?
Yeah. Yeah, he did.
Pretty
thoroughly, both feet.
Well,
and
you got to understand, you wore your hay shoes, and that reminded him of home.
Hay shoes are totally a thing, and I'm bringing them back.
You're going to look a lot better than without your side lumps.
That's true. So what do we have happening today? I know that you had this big announcement. You called me like 10 times while I was on my way home from work.
Yeah.
And you wouldn't shut up about it. So.
I've got great news. I've officially, I've been trying to do this for a long time.
Mm-hmm.
I've officially procured a nuclear weapon.
Shit, man.
I know. I'm not going to use it yet, but I've got it.
I was wondering what that glowing suitcase was. Also in the studio. I don't. Why
right.
do you bring these things in the studio with you? You know, we have like a storage area right outside the studio. But they have
I
to.
Don't,
like you're sitting on the horse holding your microphone. Like that's gonna help. Someone.
I know. I like being near and on the things that I own. It makes me feel better about my being.
I guess that doesn't really explain anything.
But, well, I tried.
So where did you get this nuclear weapon from?
I got it from a bunker.
Mm-hmm.
I was going bunker busting as it's a, if you go to bunkerbusting.com.
Did you steal that from Fort Dunkerbucker?
No. From, Snucker Dicks. I know it's a weird
it's
name.
It's a regrettable name. I don't know why they
yeah.
named it that.
Right.
Snucker Dicks.
But you know, bunker busting is like, it's
when
like
I was a kid,
geocaching.
we used to
wow.
run around the side of like the fence line and we'd be like, careful, don't want to get snuckerdicked.
That's cute. So when I was a child, we always said we would like to grow up and have a family of nuclear weapons.
Uh-huh.
And I've started mine.
Didn't every family growing up in this area? You were literally living the dream of every person in this county.
I don't know how I got so lucky. I really don't.
I'm a little envious of you right now.
I know, but
I feel
we'll have
a little
to see
bit
how it goes.
Warm. I don't know if that's just the warm fuzzies from
the
horse or the poop or the radiation.
It's probably, maybe the horse has become a little radioactive.
That's possible.
Really spreading that radiation around.
Yeah. Well, I mean, you might be breeding the next super horse.
Maybe
he'll grow like a fang on his forehead.
One can hope.
Yeah.
I really hope we make it through the rest of the show tonight because we've got a really great guest planned.
Me too.
Do you as well have a great guest, or you hope we make it?
Yes, I have my own guest. He couldn't make it tonight, though.
Okay, well, then we're
going
to
So I don't
my
have a guest tonight.
That's right.
Yeah, so Matt decided to finally contribute something to the show. No offense, Matt.
I've never done that. That's
piece
right.
of shit.
That's right.
And he's got a guest for us tonight.
Right. His name is Eggs Benedict. He's... Well, we're going to talk to him, and we're going to see how he's doing after this break.
Yeah, that's right. We'll be right back.
New from Animal Rights Incorporated, Vega Sticks.
We got these vegan stickers for you and your kids.
Totally biodegradable.
Made from not animals.
These stickers are the best stickers that you will ever stick on any item ever.
You can stick them on yourself, other animals, other people, other planets.
And you can stick them to yourself.
Wow.
Mom, it won't come off. It's burning.
Mom, it won't come off. It's burning. Mom, it won't come off. It's burning.
That is the desired effect of Vega Sticks. Pick up a box today at your local grocery store.
And we're back.
We've got food critic Eggs Benedict. He's recently written a book, All the Eggs for Me.
Thanks. It's nice to be on the show, guys. A long-time listener, first-time visitor.
Yeah.
Have you listened to the show before, or were you just making that up to make a good intro?
I have listened to the show before. My favorite character is the cookie lady. I wish I could meet her today.
She's not a character.
She's not a real person.
A real person. Well, okay.
So what you're saying is you just lied to us.
Matt, where do you
get these people from?
I need to interrupt here. I think we're being a little rude to our guest. So tell us about your new book.
My book. Well, it's called, I think we already said what the title was called, but I've forgotten what it was already.
you wrote it, so.
I did. Well, actually.
We have high expectations here. We kind of expect you to remember your own book name.
That's right.
Well, I expected you to remember my actual name, but Eggs Benedict will do.
Is it Mr. Benedict, or can I call you Eggs?
It's Benedict Egderbatch.
Ah.
You can understand the confusion.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Mr. Benderback. Your book name was called All the Eggs for Me.
That's right.
I've read it front to back, back to front. I've read it every single language copy. I actually learned several languages in order to read the other versions. I like to have a well-rounded knowledge of my reading material. And I would like to point out a couple inconsistencies in the translations of the different versions.
I see. Well, I thought this was going to be a regular interview, but I can see where this is going. Why don't you just continue?
I shall. So if you would turn your page to, turn your book to chapter 23, page 496, you'll see that it says, "And then I went down to the field and plucked a dozen fresh eggs from the sewer."
That's an interesting...
That is indeed what I wrote and what I intended.
Now the Hindi translation, if you'll turn to page 796... says that I went down to the field and though, which is not a word in any language, I picked one dozen and one eggs from thine sewer. Can you explain that to me?
Well, the language of those people is very complex in that it's so simple. And really, they only have the numbers 1, 13 and 56. And so in trying to kind of gather the certain je ne sais quoi yolkiness, the rich sort of culture of eggs, I needed to make sure that the meaning wasn't lost, and so there are occasionally, you know, little
creative liberties.
Yes. Creative liberties.
Interesting.
Fascinating.
Now let me ask you a question. Unlike my co-host here, I read your book cover to other cover.
Wow.
And I was, when you had said that when you were raised entirely on eggs as a child, do you feel that that affected your future as a chef in any way?
Well, certainly. I was definitely. When I was growing up as a young chef, it took me a while to break out of my shell, so to speak. I was very interested in eggs and what I call the culinary focus of womb to mouth. Really, until I became about 15 or 16, I wasn't entirely aware that there were foods other than eggs and things produced by chickens, such as chicken milk, chicken meat,
Whoa. Chicken meat?
Well, yes, chicken. You know, poultry.
People eat fowl. Chickens?
They do.
Do you mean to tell me that they take a wonderful feathery chicken and eat it? How does this happen?
Most often with salt and pepper. And occasionally with boiling oil.
I think that we should not broach the subject with my esteemed co-host. No. Well,
but really?
Well,
I seem to have stumbled upon some kind of confusion.
Chickens are marvelous creatures, but certainly you wouldn't expect all of humanity to live on a simple cow.
Cows are food. Chickens are not.
Well, some would disagree. So, when you went to egg school, did they teach you there about the other types of foods? Because I must admit that I am jealous. I'm envious of your ability to enjoy eggs. I don't have the ability to enjoy many things, and eggs certainly aren't one of them. So
how do you normally prepare them?
Well, I just don't. I look at them and I say, I don't want you inside of me, and I'm jealous of your ability to look at them and see something beyond the egg.
Well,
how do you see beyond the egg?
Well, first let me ask you a question. Are you aware of how many eggs are inside of your person at this very moment?
I wouldn't say that.
17 billion.
Oh my God.
I almost don't believe that, but I feel it. Now that you mention it, I feel it.
And where do these eggs come from?
Well, they come from all sorts of things. They can come from ideas. An idea egg can hatch and turn into skin eggs, also known as pimples.
Hmm.
And skin eggs can actually be harvested for their juice and turned into several delicious meals that you may enjoy regularly without even knowing it.
I've actually enjoyed several skin egg recipes from the back of your book. And I tried them several times, and I liked them every single time. I always did a variation of it, usually substituting the skin egg for something else. And it was delicious.
Sounds fantastic. Yeah. You're going to have to make me that sometime.
Many of the best egg recipes are actually made better by simply substituting the eggs for a better ingredient.
That's true. That is absolutely true. You know, sometimes I'm making myself an omelet in the morning, and I just think, you know what would be better with this? Charcoal.
Charcoal. Yes.
Wow.
Charcoal is probably my favorite substitute for eggs. I use it all the time. It has the same consistency, the same flavor, the same color. It's perfect.
It's fascinating. There's actually a tribe in Africa, the Mwiki, and they use charcoal. They rub it into the chicken's eyes as they're young, and it actually eventually infuses the egg with the flavor of charcoal and suffering.
That sounds heavenly.
Oh, what does suffering taste like?
It's just wonderful. It tastes like oil and like the good kinds of oil, like, you know.
Wow. Like motor oil, like 10W30.
Yeah, 10W30. I'm fine with a nice 20, 10W20.
You like your viscosity?
I do.
I was raised with money, so I've never tasted suffering. That's amazing.
We'll have to get you to try some sometime, Matthew.
It's very tangy. Very
I'm certainly
tangy.
Up for it.
It has a long lasting bite.
Right, the long lasting bite of suffering. Wow. So would you say, I mean, you were just explaining the 17 million eggs that are within each of us, perhaps.
Billion, say, Matthew. Billion.
Wow. That was a lot. It was a high billion. Would you say that you see the world in terms of eggs?
As if one might say, like, all the air was suddenly eggs. No.
No, not quite like that.
I live in the real world, much like you or I. I mean,
I don't.
Your friend.
He.
Here. But eggs are special to me.
I can tell.
And, well, not only being part of my name,
mm-hmm.
they hold a certain beauty that I can't even begin to describe on a radio program such as yours.
What's wrong with our radio program?
Nothing's wrong with it. It's just the format. Inadequate. And the demographics. They're all over the place.
Inadequate for your egginess.
I see. I see. Too runny. Too runny for your tastes.
Yeah.
We'll be right back. Are you tired of leaving tread marks everywhere you go?
Oh man, not again.
What's wrong, bro?
I just left some unsightly tread marks on my driveway.
Oh no, not another case of the skids.
I hate skidding. What am I gonna do when Dad finds out?
Don't drive too fast, son.
I was just in the driveway, Dad.
You gotta be careful. The world will kill you.
I didn't want to die. I just didn't want to leave any tread marks on my tires.
Bro, your interfamily issues are so not rad.
I know.
New from Repco, treadless tires with 100% no grip. Pick up a bag today at your local grocery store.
Tires are slick!
Appearing this Sunday at Tower City Community College, two famous pundits, Grubb Hubbardson and Howard Mandel.
Howard Mandel likes to kick babies.
Yeah, Howard Mandel likes to kick babies, and he doesn't like them to pay taxes either.
I like to pay taxes as much as the next guy, but at least I'm not a filthy baby kicker.
They'll be arguing and discussing like Americans this Sunday at Tower City Community College. Come down and check them out in the Student Center.
Football's better.
I like America.
Football.
America.
Tickets are limited, so act now.
Foreign policy is a crutch for someone who doesn't have insults ready.
I hate gasoline.
You can find tickets at SC222. Talk to Miranda Richardson.
That's me.
Welcome back. We've got our guest, Eggs Benedict, back.
Hello.
For a couple more questions.
That's Benedict Egderbet.
That's right. So, what's next for you?
Well, I thought I'd have you guys taste a little something.
Oh,
I was wondering what was in that cardboard box. It's got a wet spot on the bottom.
On the way in, I passed by some wonderful ingredients. There was a suitcase with this wonderful green glow. And I just had to see what was inside, and inside it were some of the most delicious-looking green strips of anything I have ever seen. So
no,
I took it, and I mixed
no, I
it on the
you,
way. And hold on, hold on. This is my gift to you, gentlemen, for having me on your show. There was also a wonderful specimen, this beautiful horse I passed by. So we diced him up.
Oh,
I mixed in a little
dear.
Bit of those wonderful green flakes,
oh,
and
oh
I just...
God.
Here, just, if you would just...
You need to... It forced it in my mouth.
Now, wasn't that just delicious? Here, try a little bit more.
I
spent so much time making that horse.
Was that a horse?
Matthew.
Thank God it was a papier-mâché horse.
Matthew. Oh.
Yes? I'm sorry, you're gonna die.
Is the best thing I've ever eaten.
Oh.
It's right.
It might be the last
Mr.
thing
Benedict,
you've ever eaten.
That you are a genius.
Well,
I apologize. I apologize for questioning you throughout this episode. This is wonderful. Wow. Mm. I didn't think that pure radiation and paper could taste so good.
While they're dealing with that, the book is called All the Eggs for Me by Egg de Bitch Come to Butt. I can't even get my own name right today.
It's mesmerizing. Give me more of that. That's so good.
Here you go. I don't have much left here, but I can chew this last little bit up and spit it.
That'd be great.
While you two make out with your food, I'd like to thank Eggs Benedict for appearing on our show.
Yes.
You're welcome.
So much.
We wish you well in all of your pursuits in life. Thanks to Eggs.
Good night.
Wow, I feel so inspired now. I want to go make a green horse egg dish.
Well, I think you may die.
From
radiation. You have a bit of a
what radiation?
You may start
I was
growing
just eating
new
eggs.
Things. I know you just got rid of your side lumps, but you might get some new lumps.
I don't know what you're talking about. That was just some delicious green egg.
Well, you'll find out when you're. Well, you'll find out.
Wow. That's very it's very close-minded of you.
Yeah.
I guess that's the end of the show.
Yeah.
That flew by. Our guest was just That was great.
I really enjoy interviewing our young potentials in this country.
Yes. Someday he will be the ruler, dictator, overlord of America.
I can't believe he's still 15.
Me too.
I know. He's done so much of his life.
I'm also mentally 15.
That's why I do the show with you. Mm-hmm. I appear more superior.
Patronizing son of a bitch.
You'd know.
Well, that's the end of this show.
Yep. Thanks for sticking around.
Yes. We'll see you next time.
Goodbye.
Bye.